yet was done. She cast her eyes about, and there she spied young Matty Groves walking in the crowd. Come home with me, little Matty Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Matty Groves, and sleep with me tonight. Well, I can come home and I won't come home and sleep with you tonight. By the rings on your fingers I can tell you are Lord Arnold's wife. Oh, what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? Lord Arnold's not at home, for he is out in the far cornfields bringing the yearlings home. And a servant who was standing by and hearing what was said, he swallowed Arnold, he would know before the sun would set. And in his hurry to carry the news, he bent his breast and ran. And when he came to the broad mail stream, he took off his shoes and swam. Well, little Matty Groves, he lay down, he took a little sleep. And when he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing at his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? And how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my lady? But better I like a lady gay who lies in my arms asleep. Ah, get up, Lord Arnold cried. Get up as quick as you can, for it'll never be said in fair England I slew a naked man. Well, I can't get up, I won't get up, I won't get up for my life. For you have two long beaten swords and I've got a pocket knife. That's true, I have two beaten swords and they cost me deep in the purse. But you shall. Struck no more, and then he took his own dear wife and he sat her on his knee, saying, who do you like the best of us, Matty Groves or me? Then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free. I'd rather a kiss from dead Matty's lips than you were your finery.
We'll be right back. Thank you.